During her trip to central New York, President Donald Trump's daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump made a stop at the Syracuse City School District's P-TECH program. It's a partnership with local businesses and colleges to prepare high school students for careers in manufacturing and engineering. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, Trump praised P-TECH and says it aligns well with the administration's focus on vocational education workforce development.
Trump says under her father's leadership, the U.S. economy is robust and unemployment low, but she noted that a record 6 million vacant jobs remain unfilled, according to the Department of Labor.
Now that tax reform has been passed and we have been deregulating so many industries that have had cumbersome, counterproductive regulations in place, the single largest concern of business is lack of skilled workforce.
One potential solution to the problem, Trump says, are career and technical education programs like P-TECH. She says the administration is trying to lend its support through legislative and administrative means, including $200 million in new grant funding to help more schools expand access to technology, math, and computer science programming, and supporting legislation in Congress that would renew funding for career and technical education programs. Central New York Republican Representative John Katko, who invited Trump to visit P-TECH, supports that bill.
Now that it seems to be catching fire, we got to really start making sure we give him the fuel to keep it moving. And it really helps have his daughter up here because she's a very close advisor to him.
Outside of the roundtable, a crowd gathered to protest Trump's visit. Green Party gubernatorial candidate Howie Hawkins says he demonstrated to oppose the Trump administration's education policies, including supporting charter schools and rolling back Obama-era regulations meant to protect minorities.
So instead of using our school as a prompt, Ivanka Trump should be back there in the White House where she's a senior advisor, trying to convince her father to stop these abusive policies toward children.
In Syracuse, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.